Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the latest outrages by the ATF, plural. Alcohol, tobacco, firearms. Didn't they add an explosives to it at one point?
It is the BATFE, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Yep. So we continue with that story here. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Matt in the studio tonight. Again, the number, if you want to join us, you can bring up anything you want. 603-283-6160. So, Matt, you just barely scratched the surface on this story that you wanted to get into here about the ATF may be holding on to data from people that they're not supposed to be.
Correct. So they're not supposed to have a registry of firearms in the United States. There's no such thing in the United States. They're absolutely not allowed to do that. But
hold on. Is it that they can't do it at a federal level, or are states prohibited from doing that as well?
The firearms thing is really a federal thing. Most of the states abide by, at the very least, the Fed, like even New Hampshire abides by the federal rules on guns, and that's it.
I just think, a state like New York State would probably have, a gun registry.
Whether they can start a registry, I don't think they would be allowed to start a registry. I'm not sure if that would be a state's rights kind of thing. But interestingly, a congressman wanted to ask a few questions of the ATF because of something he saw. He saw that in fiscal year 2021, 54 million records were sent to the ATF. 54 million gun purchase records were sent to the ATF. Now, the ATF is typically, when you buy a gun, like we said before, the Form 4473 goes in a filing cabinet at your gun shop. Your local gun shop, and the gun dealer has to hang on to them for 20 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then they can be disposed of or whatever. That said, the Biden administration, as an aside, is trying to make that permanent. They're trying to make that indefinite holding. But what came out was that the ATF has built up a storehouse so big of these records. What happens is little mom and pop gun shops will, open up. They'll sell a few hundred guns and they'll go out of business. And then they have to, if they dissolve their license, they have to send those records into the ATF.
Okay. Oh.
So the ATF warehouses them in Georgia. Apparently, they had so many that a floor collapsed. So they saved them all, obviously. They're not going to let such a gold mine of, consumer information go away, American personal information go to pot. So they started digitizing it all.
Mm-hmm.
So
to save space
to
and
save
make sure
space
floors
and
don't
they,
collapse.
So, yeah, make sure floors don't collapse. And the question is it a searchable database, and under what terms is it searchable, and at what point does that digitized database actually become a de facto registry?
Mm.
So, the ATF...
But just to clarify, this is only gun stores that have closed?
Closed, yeah.
Okay.
Interestingly, it turns out, now I always thought that the United States, the citizens of the United States, the largest standing army in the world, had somewhere on the order of about 450 million... guns.
You mean privately owned
guns? And it turns out the ATF's records alone, the ones that they are in possession of, that have come from closed mom and pop gun shops and so forth.
The ones that registered.
The ones that they sent in the records for turned out to be 920,664,765. There's almost a billion guns in the United States that we know about.
Wow.
Those are the ones, and that's not including the ones at all the gun shops that are still open and maintain the records.
And this is over however many decades the ATF has been around?
Yes. Yes, since they started doing 4473s. So was that, I think, 1968 was when they started doing it. So this is a pretty interesting thing to me. So not only are we finding out that the ATF is illegally keeping a registry, a de facto registry, whether they say it is or not, that's exactly what that is. Mm-hmm. They're digitizing it, and they can search it.
Any database can be searched.
Any database can be searched. That's a registry.
Yeah.
So they are in violation of wow. that law. And on top of that, oh, by the way, there's way more guns out there than anybody thought.
Way more than a million if you just count like 3D printed guns on top of that.
Yeah, instead of your
million,
pushing
a billion.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to say billion, sorry.
Yeah, it's 920 million, and of those, 800.
Plus however many are in all the existing gun stores
right.
from all the decades that those have been around,
yes.
so it could be twice as many, or I mean, we don't know.
Or more, and this is, by the way, the ones that have been digitized amount to 866 million, so
wow.
almost all those 920 million have been digitized and are searchable.
Now, just to clarify, they have information on just the initial purchaser of these guns, right?
Yeah.
They don't know necessarily if those guns were sold, if those guns were lost, whatever,
right?
So if somebody bought that gun and then they sold that gun to another person, as long as they're in a relatively free state compared to, like, there's some states I imagine where they want to know everybody who sells a gun, whatever. Like, I'm guessing New York is like that because New York's one of the
yep.
worst. But New Hampshire is one of the freest places as far as gun sales is concerned. If you, correct me if I'm wrong on this, if you buy a gun from someone you know, there's no paperwork required.
Correct, yeah.
So therefore, The trail ends, is what I'm saying, in a lot of places.
Yeah.
These 900 billion or 900 million guns, we don't know what percentage
yeah,
of those are still in the hands yeah. of the original person who bought them. So mm-hmm. the database, it's bad, but it isn't the most useful of databases. It only gives them a starting point to say, hey, do you still have that gun that you bought 10 years ago? Nope. Lost it in a boating accident.
Tragic boating accident.
Yep. Who did I sell that to? Ah, you know. I just don't remember that guy's name.
I think I left that somewhere. Yeah. I don't. No. But, yeah.
Better to not talk to the cops, by the way. Just don't even answer that question.
Just they're just dirtbags and shouldn't be associated with.
Yeah. So you're saying, though, this is illegal, quote unquote, for the ATF to have this database?
They're saying it's not a registry. We have records of all the guns mm-hmm. that we're not supposed to have records of.
In a database.
We're in a database, and it's searchable, but it's not a registry.
It's not a registry because we said so.
Yeah, the ATF wants to call it anything but a registry
right.
because it's illegal for them. So,
but it's not really, I mean, when you say it's illegal for them, it's not going to actually punish them, right? Like,
no.
If somebody in Congress says, shame on you, ATF. How dare you make this registry? And they say, well, it's not a registry. And the congressman says, well, I think it's a registry, and you have broken the law. Well, they're not going to get prosecuted
Correct.
For it. There's
and
not going to be...
Nobody's in trouble.
The Justice Department isn't going to bring itself up on charges.
No, nobody's
here.
Getting sued. Nobody has to send a check to anybody else. This is just abrogation of rights, business as usual.
There's two sets of rules here. There's a set of rules that you and I have to follow. And they'll put you in prison
Absolutely.
If you even come close to violating one of their rules, if their interpretation is that you violated their statutes. And they'll throw you in the, you know, they'll throw the book at you, like they did with Ross Ulbricht, mm-hmm. putting him in prison for 2 life sentences plus 40 years for the crime of
website.
Creating a website. And but if they break their own rules, well, then the worst case is somebody gets a stern talking to.
And probably promoted.
Or, if not promoted, every now and there's a big enough scandal or something. Some sort of scandal happens in D.C. with some agency or whatever, and then they make a big show about, well, I, the president, will be removing the head of the FEMA, or, you know, the ATF in this yeah. case. I'm going to punish you by removing the head from your agency and leaving everything else completely in place.
Yep.
Every other bureaucrat is exactly where yep. they were before, but it's supposedly going to change everything
yep.
to put a whole new bureaucrat.
And the ones that get
top.
Fired just end up becoming consultants making 3 times as much
sure.
money.
Yeah, in the private sector.
In the private sector yeah. serving only the government.
Serving the government. Yeah, so, I mean, the fix is in here. This is completely, the idea that there will be anyone who's held to account in any meaningful sense for this is absolutely pure fantasy.
There is no better word to describe it than fantasy.
Yeah, it's as much of a fantasy as the political fantasy of, oh, they're going to put Biden in prison someday, or, oh, they're going to put Trump in prison someday, or whatever. I think, wasn't your dad saying something like that on the
yeah,
phone the other day?
Yeah, my dad was on the phone with me the other day saying that, hopefully Biden will go to prison for the way that they left seat right seated with the Taliban in Afghanistan. And I was just telling him, why would he go to prison? The people who put people in prison are on his side. And he was just like, listen, somebody's got to go to prison for that. That's what he told me.
When is the last time a president went to a prison? With the exception of touring one while they're being built.
Right.
The number here is 603-283-6160. Now, I will make exception for the governors of Illinois. For some reason, they really love sending them to prison. But that's really the only place it happens. More coming up. It's free.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt. So you can bring up anything that is the point here on Free Talk Live, but we always bring things to the table. Whether you want to comment on the ATF ridiculous, outrageous violations of people's rights, which have continued over many years, and there's just the latest versions we talked about tonight. You can talk about that. We also covered ISIS, or again, whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160. But Bonnie, you had a story that you've been meaning to share over the last few nights. We just haven't had a chance to get to it. And it's kind of going to sound a little similar to another story that we covered just a few weeks, like maybe even 3 weeks ago, if that, about a German newspaper, if I recall correctly.
Yes, Bild.
That was what the name of the paper was called?
Yep. The German newspaper Bild came out with an apology to their readers, especially the children, for their coverage of the last 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, what?
They apologize. It's the biggest newspaper in Germany, and they apologize, like the CEO made a video, and it was translated in this article, and we read it 3 weeks ago, where they were apologizing specifically to the children for ruining their lives with spreading propaganda.
Yeah, really?
Didn't they say something like, we basically thought the government was going to be more honest or something? Like they
we're sorry we finally trusted the government, and we are sorry about the way that we promoted fear, and we've helped people take away your childhood and stuff like that. I mean, I'm not quoting them. We're just
paraphrasing it. And so basically, I presume that this is because thousands of people went into the streets and protested, and the newspaper realized that it's actually popular to, you know, take a different perspective on this COVID thing, and so they decided to make an announcement, which is pretty unheard of.
How insulated would you have to be to not hear the voices of people speaking in opposition to you if you're working for a newspaper?
Hmm. Yeah, it's a great point.
You have to be insulated bad.
I mean, to their credit, they spoke out and they made a correction, is more so than you can say for every other news agency.
More power to them. Good for them.
Until now. Because this from FEE, Foundation for Economic Education, we failed. Danish newspaper apologizes for its coverage of COVID-19. Extra Bladet, one of Denmark's largest newspapers, gleaned one of the most important lessons in journalism during the pandemic. A Danish newspaper has apologized to its reader for not questioning the government's data and narratives more throughout the first 2 years of the pandemic. That sounds bad that they call it the first two when we're still in the second.
Yeah, it ain't over.
The Extra, in its E-K-S-T-R-A, Bladet, founded in 1904, said it should have done more due diligence in examining the government's data and conclusions before reporting them. Quote, for almost 2 years, we, the press, and the population, so they're sharing blame this time, have been almost hypnotically preoccupied with the authorities' daily coronatal. Do you know what that is, coronatal?
Nope.
Anyways, wrote Bladet journalist Brian Weikart. The constant mental alertness has worn out tremendously on all of us. That is why we, the press, must also take stock of our own efforts, and we have failed.
Wow. Wow, that's big.
It went viral on Twitter earlier this month, and he suggested the newspaper should have asked more questions about how public health officials were tabulating data.
Yes, that is what a journalist would do. Welcome to 2022, y'all. That is the definition of what your job is supposed to be, is to ask tough questions and publish the responses or lack thereof. I mean, I didn't even go to school for this, and I know what that, you know, know how you do this. So, is there more?
Yeah, he goes, we have not been vigilant enough at the Garden Gate when the authorities were required to answer what it actually meant that people are hospitalized with corona and not because of corona. Because it makes a difference, a big difference. Exactly, the official hospitalization numbers have been shown to be 27% higher than the actual figure for how many there are in the hospital simply because they have corona. We only know that now.
Well, we were aware of this years, you know, 2 years ago. We were saying, hey, we're questioning these numbers. These numbers seem ridiculous. Yeah. They're counting people with gunshot wounds as having corona. Just throw the whole thing out. It's ridiculous. And so this guy's finally, you know, 2 years later, he's admitting, oh, yeah, they lied to us. Or are they misinformed or purposely obscured or whatever you want to call it.
He goes on, even children have been vaccinated on a huge scale, which has not been done in our neighboring countries. In other words, there is something here that does not deserve the term super. Whether it's the vaccines, the hospitals, or a mixture of it all, it's every man's bid. But in any case, the authorities' communication to the population in no way deserves the term super.
Yeah, I wonder what that means, some sort of German.
Yeah, I think that it's well, Danish, but I think it's a translation, Danish, yeah. So it's a little weird there.
Yeah. Interesting, Bonnie. Was there more that you thought was worth sharing on that? I'm glad to hear that these major media organizations at least have the integrity to make a correction.
It's a big deal. I can't believe they did it at all.
Yeah.
I think the rest of this article is just basically the people at FEE talking about don't just follow the experts, and journalism needs to be actual journalism again. But I just wanted to cover that was said by a huge newspaper.
Maybe they figured out that,
again,
the government isn't the one buying their papers, and that it's actually individuals, mm-hmm. the people of the country. That
in my opinion, people should be looking for other sources for news, regardless of whether or not they came clean, because it means one of two things. It means at one point they were complicit, or they were stupid.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Either way, I don't want to be hearing my facts from the complicit or the stupid.
I know, I've been considering, maybe I need to just not go to the dentist again until this crap is over, because I've just been thinking about it. My dentist requires that I wear a mask. I had to go in there for cleaning the other day. Every time I go in there, he's supposed to be, you know, some sort of medical, you know, knowledgeable
but
person.
But how do you know
maybe
it's
he's
required?
Not a hospital, because there's signs on the doors.
Well, we know that's not true.
But if I'm not wearing a mask, then they say something.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, so you actually went in there without a mask on, and they told you you had to put a mask on, and you told them I'm medically exempt, and they still said you had to?
I didn't tell them I'm medically exempt at the time.
Well, then, honestly, you're the one who's at fault there, because they're just doing what they think they need to do to make their customers feel, quote-unquote, safe.
I think you don't know these people, because they are
obviously
always,
I
like,
don't.
They're always like, you can get a mask, and then when you sit down, you can take it off, because that's what they want.
There are people that want to tell you what to do, and you have to stand up for yourself.
Well, I think that a person who is supposedly supposed to be learned on medical things, mm-hmm. forcing me to wear a mask in order to use their services,
they strongly encouraged you. They didn't force you, because you did
it
on your own
volition. In order to use their services.
But you don't know what would have happened if you'd said you were medically exempt. If you had said those are the magic words, if you say those magic words, 99 times out of 100, they will walk away and say, okay.
In Walmart, not in a...
You don't know, Bonnie. You didn't try it. I walked into my dentist's office. They didn't say anything to me.
It's a different dentist's office.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says the raid targeting the leader of the Islamic State is sending a signal that the U.S. will not stop until we find the criminals we're looking for. The White House says the operation was months in the planning. Biden says Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Qureshi put on a suicide vest and set it off right before he was about to be captured.
With no regard to the lives of his own family or others in the building, he chose to blow himself up, not just to the vest, but to blow up that third floor, rather than face justice for the crimes he has committed.
A storm that stretches from Texas to Maine has been bringing snow and ice, and now a tornado hitting a small town in western Alabama. Sawyerville is south of Tuscaloosa. Officials say multiple homes have been destroyed and one person has died. This is USA Radio News. More lawmakers are speaking out about the continued crisis at the southern border.
States along the U.S. southern border with Mexico continue to see a flow of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving there in hopes of being allowed to stay. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs joins Fox Business to describe what illegal immigrants are doing as they cross into his state.
Folks cross over, they get apprehended, they surrender, and it's very casual. They come across, they all have cell phones, they're live streaming or FaceTiming back home, telling people they get there, and in other sectors along Tucson sector, these are the people in camo carrying drugs. So it's out of control.
The Biden administration continues to argue that addressing the root causes of migration will reduce the flow of illegal immigrants arriving at the U.S. southern border. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Matt in the studio tonight. And I do want to make sure that you know about Intercoin. Intercoin has been helping businesses and organizations launch their own tokens so they can do things like fundraise and get the word out about what they're doing, and they can raise money using that token. You can now get the Intercoin token, which is the investor token, over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. Now, if you're not familiar with the Intercoin vision, you can check their website out over at intercoin.org. And then if you're interested in getting their investor token, you want to get ITR at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. So in other good news from that part of the world, Bonnie, you had a story that a Danish newspaper is finally coming out and recanting what they have been publishing for the last 2 years and saying, we're sorry, we should have actually questioned the government on their statistics. We should have questioned the government gang on their claims, and we didn't. And we're sorry about that. So we hope you'll keep buying our newspapers, is essentially what they said. And nearby Sweden, the Associated Press is reporting that now Sweden has joined other European nations in saying they will be removing coronavirus restrictions. Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson announced, quote, it's time to open Sweden again, she said.
Is this only second to England doing it? Or are there more?
Apparently Denmark, actually. Among the measures and recommendations that will be lifted, Sweden will allow people to return to restaurants with no limitation on how many people will be there on or how much space there should be for opening hours. So none of that 50%, 25%, 100%. Open again. Requirements for vaccine certificates and wearing face masks on public transportation will be removed. as well as a recommendation to limit social contact. So they are literally getting rid of all, it sounds like, of these restrictions starting on February 9th. So that's just under 1 week from today. On Tuesday, the neighboring Denmark took the lead among European Union members by scrapping most of their restrictions. Hours later, Norway lifted its ban on serving alcohol after 11 p.m. and the cap on private gatherings of no more than 10 people.
Whoa, I didn't know that they were that locked down still.
Magdalena Andersson in Sweden said, quote, "The pandemic is not over, but has entered a totally new phase." The
what?
Phase in which you can completely eliminate all restrictions. I mean, I'm for it. I'm glad that they're doing it. And I wonder, does the trucker convoy have something to do with this? Because if you've been paying somewhat of attention to this, you know there have been images and videos coming from all over the planet where truck drivers, it's not just Canada, there are professional drivers all over the world who have come together and are doing very similar things to the Freedom Convoy in Canada. Now, it's not getting near, you know, I don't know what, I only just see things here and there on social media, right? Like, I'm not living in Sweden. I'm not living in Norway. I'm sure the people there are sharing those images more often, and so that stuff is getting around. But I have seen some things, yep. And I do know that they are happening.
In European countries?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'm just curious, like, why is this happening now? You've got these newspapers going back. You've got the truckers are coming out. Is that why? Or is it because there's, like, a palpable sense among the people that they're not going to put up with this stuff anymore? It must be.
Or it's
right?
Planned and it's part of something. Mm. Who knows? I don't like to give anybody too much credit anymore.
Let's see what else. Social Affairs Minister told the same news conference that authorities will, quote, continue to be vigilant about how the pandemic will develop. So, of course, they could, you know, flip on the restrictions any old time. They know that people will do what they're told for the most part. The reason for the Swedish move is similar to that in Denmark. Although there is an increase in infection rates, it's not burdening hospitals. High vaccination rates, they claim, are making the situation more hopeful. And all Swedes, or 80% of all Swedes over the age of 50, have now received 3 vaccine doses in Sweden. So they're opening back up, while other places are still mandating things. Austria has still mandated everyone receive the vaccine under the penalty of going to prison. There's, of course, still restrictions that are in high, you know, availability in Australia, where it's the middle of summer and they're still locking people under crazy restrictions there. So we're seeing a bit of a patchwork out there all around the planet. Of course, if you want to weigh in on this, you're welcome to join us. Our number is 603-283-6160. I admit I have not checked in on the convoy today. Have either of you seen anything out of Canada today?
No. The only thing I saw this week, the one thing, since, you know, I haven't been on the air in a week, so one thing I want to bring up was, you know, it was kind of funny that Justin Trudeau said that, you know, he was COVID-19 positive, so he had to lay low for a couple of days.
Oh, is that why he disappeared?
Wow. I didn't hear him say that.
But he posted that on February 2nd,
right,
when it was still February 1st in Canada.
Yeah, and that means, as you figured out, that means he lives somewhere where February 2nd comes before February 1st, which is basically
New
Pacific
Zealand.
Asia.
Yeah.
Region of the world.
Australia, so. New Zealand, China, somewhere, must be, maybe Japan.
You mean
he wasn't
February
in Canada.
2nd comes before it does in Canada? You said comes before February 1st.
Well, I'm sorry, yeah. It comes sooner to a certain part of the world,
yeah.
I guess, is what I meant. And,
Twitter,
he's hiding out.
Twitter just registered it as a February 2nd post. He wasn't, you know, they didn't think about that when they posted it.
Or should I say he's hiding oot.
I didn't hear that he said that the reason he was hiding oot was because he had COVID. It's just, that's kind of crazy because that means he's traveling. Shouldn't he be at his house?
Right,
if
right.
he has COVID and he believes
he's
all the...
He's globetrotting.
Hmm.
So the Freedom Convoy, as of the most recent that I've seen, they're still out there. They're still doing their thing. They're still parked.
I'm still torn on the Freedom Convoy.
Really? Yeah. But now, what aspect? The fact that they're blocking the roads?
Yeah. They're not really gonna. I mean, if they can just choke off the Capitol and starve everybody in there, that's fine. You know. I'm okay with that. It'd be great if they did it with Washington, D.C. But really what they're going to do is just destroy the local economy. You know, they won't be able to get goods in and out. The highways are blocked. You won't be able to get gas in and out. You won't be able to get medical supplies in and out. And then they become bad guys.
But should they become slaves who have to get an injection?
I don't think what they're doing is the answer. I'm not sure. Okay, so this is a question that I really hope that we get to hear from the organizers of this thing, because right before, like the same day that the GoFundMe got taken down, I had sent a message through to the organizers requesting that they do an interview, because those are questions that are important to ask about, well, can, you know, if there's a restaurant that's open in the area where this protest is going on, can a truck with the food for the restaurant actually get in and make a delivery? Can the ambulance, the old claim is, oh, they're going to block the ambulances. Can the ambulance actually go through these roads? And when you watch the footage of the roads out in front of Parliament Hill or whatever the hell they call it there with the big building, there's an open lane.
Is there?
Yes. The far right lane. So when you're looking at the road that's in front of Parliament, there's like three lanes that are completely full of trucks. And the far right lane is open.
Huh.
So I don't buy the claim that an emergency vehicle cannot get through this this area. Because that's one of the main critiques that you heard early on. I've not seen a full-on blocked
street. Okay, so they're not blocking economics from being economics.
I don't think so.
And also all the intersections are not blocked. And any street that is parallel to the building, whatever the big building is, has trucks in it, but the ones like perpendicular don't trucks, so you can tell that people can move one way at least.
Oh, that's really interesting. So if that's true, then if the perpendicular streets are completely unblocked and there's one lane on the parallel streets that's open, people can move around.
Strange, like if this just, you know, spontaneously happened, why did they just agree to park?
They're communicating. It's spontaneous in that it happened.
But are they driving around in circles? Because
no, they're sitting.
How are they running their trucks? They got to stay warm.
The trucks will keep them warm.
They got to have diesel in the trucks to run.
Yeah, we talked about 100-gallon
tanks, man, or whatever.
I don't know exactly if they're refueling or what.
They have to be refueling. That's a good question. Well, if there's one lane open, then maybe they're jockeying in and out somehow. There's more coming up here. If you want to weigh in, 603-283-6.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the number here is 603-283-6160. Moments remain, maybe enough time for you if you join us right now, 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Matt. Coming up, the giant gold cube. I don't want to forget to talk about this, so we have to talk about it.
I gotta look it up.
It's kind of bizarre and unusual. But first, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Oh, and a quick little clip here from the premiere. The premiere. Scott Moe of Saskatchewan in Canada, one of the provinces, the southern Canadian provinces that has had the convoy travel through it on the way to Ottawa. Here's what he has to say.
Hi, everyone. There's been a lot of discussion lately about whether it's time for us in Saskatchewan to look at ending all of the remaining COVID measures and restrictions that we have in place.
Oh.
I think it is time. That's what I am hearing. And that's what our MLAs are hearing from most of their constituents. Now, that's not because COVID has ended.
And he goes and blathers on for another 2 minutes there. But, oh, interesting. How convenient.
Politicians think that they need to tell people if COVID has ended. Won't people just decide that for them? I mean, like, won't people see that for themselves if there's really a pandemic going on?
Well, you would think the whole time people would see it for themselves, but that hasn't stopped them from acting like scared little, cowards running around, masking up, double, triple masking, washing their hands, and, you know, putting the whatever the hell that stuff is.
It's just interesting to me that every time one of the politicians have come out and said that, you know, this is actually 2 years into this, I actually think that we should stop doing these stupid measures.
But
COVID is not over.
Yeah.
They keep saying that.
Sure. But I think it's interesting that this just happens to coincide with essentially almost one week of the convoy, the Freedom Convoy there in Canada. There's
thousands. You think one has to do with the other?
I mean, it's awfully coincidental that this guy's coming out and saying, okay, no, we're hearing from our constituents that we ought to get rid of these things. And good for them. You know, I think it was the truckers that pushed this thing over the finish line.
I hope so.
And now it's not done yet. He's just saying that they're going to, right? So they're moving in that direction. And these drivers, they're planning on staying. As of yesterday when there's been interviews done on these guys and these ladies, they are going to stay. Some of them say they're willing to stay for weeks or longer if necessary until these restrictions are lifted. And so that's what, you know, it's an incredible level of dedication that these guys, you know, are giving to
and
this.
And it's not just them either. If there's a whole support network surrounding, there's people bringing in, you know, religious organizations bringing in food supplies and setting up tents and first aid and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting. We're going to keep our eyes on this. Again, tomorrow and Saturday, are basically it's going to be a week starting tomorrow and Saturday that they've been out there. And of course, a new weekend means there's people that are off from work. They're going to come down there, just like when Occupy happened a decade ago. There were the people that have to work during the week. They just really weren't there. But then when they were off work, it's like, all right, we're coming down to where the party is. You know, we're going to come down and back up these people that have been there all week long and tell them thanks and, you know, go hang out. And I think they played a hockey game yesterday. They cleared one of the streets out.
Oh, that's awesome.
And got out and played hockey with each other.
Yeah, the crowds you see on the news, like the videos, that you, not on the news, I don't show anything on the news, but...
No.
You know, in the alternative media, when they show the crowds of Canadians and singing "Oh Canada" and stuff, they are giant crowds.
Yeah,
giant crowds.
And they've got supporters all across the country as well. So let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple observations supporting your allegations there. One, and we don't need to talk about it very long because you don't support the U.S. government declaration, constitution stuff, but the declaration does give us, we the people, permission to, with a simple declaration, to dissolve our entire government and tell them debate is over, goodbye, clear your office, get the hell out of here and make something that is more suitable. And two, on the truckers there, I heard somebody reporting that, and we'll assume they're accurate, that the Trudeau party, whatever that party is called, the left, is received in the last quarter $3 million. I don't know if that's U.S. or Canadian dollars, but $3 million in donations, and the right, the opposing party, received approximately the same. However, the truckers received $10 million.
In like a week, by the way. It didn't take long to raise $10 million, like maybe 10 days.
Right. So obviously those people are donating in order to keep fueling those trucks so that they can idle there and, you know, to keep them warm and a place to sleep and food to eat, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And thirdly, my personal observation, I went to town yesterday to get supplies, and the governor here, the little chupacabra, Michelle Lujan Grissom, she's one of the few states that still has an indoor mask mandate. And outside of the store that I went into, they actually have a little sandwich board, formal commercially made sign that says masks required by whatever law. And I walk in without my mask and nobody says a word.
Good.
Or gives me a look at all.
Good.
Unfortunately, about half the population that comes in there is still wearing a mask.
That's so
when they
sad.
Go in. But nobody says a word to people not wearing a mask. And here's another piece of evidence in that they were having an inventory reduction sale. And one of the major components of their inventory reduction sale, 75% off, they were clearing out every bottle of hand sanitizer of every different size because nobody's buying them anymore.
Good. Oh, thank goodness. Good call tonight, David. Thanks for sharing
great news.
That with us. Really appreciate it. Unscreen caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, who is this?
Hey, my name's Kenny.
Kenny, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm a truck driver down here in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Nice. Thanks for your service.
Y'all welcome. Got to make a living, right?
Well, we appreciate what you do. What were you calling about? Go ahead.
I was listening to y'all talking about all these newspapers apologizing and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
About the mask and about the mandates and everything. I heard something, I think it was last night or night before, somebody else. They were talking about the John Hopkins report that came out talking about the mandates and all the other stuff that they had done a research from all these different European countries and all these other things and whatever, and they found out that the lockdowns and the mandates and everything, as far as the COVID deaths are concerned, it didn't do like a 0.2% of actually helping everything. So basically the mandates and the lockdowns didn't do almost anything any good whatsoever other than the economy going to crap.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah, don't forget the suicides. Don't forget the suicides and the drug abuse and the, you know, the people that can't live with each other, beating each other. I mean, all kinds of stuff.
All of our kids being a year or 2 years behind in school.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you really care about your kids, get them out of the government schools. But, yes,
absolutely.
It's been a nightmare. I mean,
just think about the million puppies that were just bought, and now everybody's going back to work, and they can't take care of them.
Yeah. Hey, Kenny, thanks for the call. Before you go, is there a plan? I've heard a rumor. I saw one guy on the internet talking about it, but I haven't heard since then. Are American truckers planning a coast-to-coast California to D.C. convoy soon?
I have not heard anything about that. I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, if you do hear anything about it, will you do us a favor and give us a call?
Yeah, I will. If I hear anything about it, I work for a company. I'm not an owner-operator. I'm sure a lot of these guys that are up there doing what they're doing to protest are probably owner-operators.
They've got to be. But there's a large portion of the trucking industry that is owner-operator, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of owner-operators out here.
Do you know offhand what the percentage is of trucks that are...
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I really don't know. I do know they're talking about us being like a million truck drivers short of what we actually need. I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of freaking trucks on the road. I see it every freaking day.
Yeah, and it's still not enough. Hey, thank you, Kenny. I do appreciate hearing from you. Enjoy the ride out there, and we hope to hear from you again soon. Definitely appreciate the call tonight. Yeah, I mean, those guys are doing amazing work.
Mm-hmm, so, definitely. Great heroes. They're heroes of the marketplace, man.
I imagine a trucker was required to haul this $17.7 million gold cube that is like 400-something pounds.
I was wondering how big. I mean, I know what a block of gold weighs. I've held onto a block of gold before, and this thing is...
There's an image of people standing next to it. It basically goes up to just under knee height.
Weird. I didn't find one with people standing up next to it, but it looked bigger than knee height to me just from the picture of it by itself.
Yeah, this is like 2 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet.
Yeah, it's a huge cube. It's a big block of gold. I did the calculations. You could print like 6.5 million gold backs from this block.
And they should.
I want to talk about it tomorrow, though, because it's kind of a weird story, and it deserves more than 20 seconds. So we'll see you then. Free talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.